Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Boca represent?
I lotioned my uncle's ankles one time.
Did you?
The term pancake was copyrighted or something.
I need my fix. Monday from Friday to 2 to the 6. Hopman and Crowder, I tune in to bits. Competition going super intense. Both stations, man, I can't switch. Crowder don't quit. Hopman, I'm wrong. Download at odyssey.com. Shout out to Lana for bringing it strong. And everyone else that they bringing along.
Locked in, I'm locked in to the Hawkman and Crowder Show. Boxed in with no options, I still find a way to get my daily dose. I'm on a mission for jokes, I'm tuning in on the road. I pull it up on my phone, I pull it up while at home. Alexa, like, leave me alone.
Alexa, play Hawkman and Crowder Show.
I've had enough of you.
Boneless?
Oh, no!
It's a flavor, though, huh?
Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
I'm buttoning your shirt, Twan.
How to talk about
that bunny, da-da-ya-ya-ya-ya-da-da-da-da.
Low to start the show. Like it.
Bring us in right. That's what
bring
I'm
us
talking.
In right.
Yes.
Dolphin schedule's out, Crowder. Have you gone over the schedule with a fine-tooth comb?
I have. Have you? Because you usually have a funny assessment of these schedules.
Well, I try not to make it funny. I try to be honest. I look through the game. So I started going over it last night. They opened at New England. We kind of knew that yesterday during the show. That game had leaked. And then they're home against Buffalo. Then they go on the road to Vegas. And I think I'll go on the road to Vegas, just as an aside. Then they're home against the Colts. Then they go to the Super Bowl champions, Tampa. Then they host Jacksonville and Atlanta. Then they go to Buffalo. And they're home against Houston and Baltimore. Well, whatever. I'm only a week 10, but I did it, and they're 17-0.
It's usually 16-0. They're 17-0 now. They have the extra game.
I know. Yeah. Required a little extra thinking this time, and I had to go over some extra notes and stats. Solana was kind enough to provide me with the plus-minus of the Heat. Huh? And I was able to figure out that they're going 17-0. So very exciting. And what do they have? I see here they've got a 9:30 a.m. game, which...
Oh, that's the London one.
Yeah. And you do the pregame, right? Are you definitely doing the pregame again?
Well, it would start at 5:30.
5:30.
Yeah, I have to discuss that with the brass.
All right.
Yeah,
I don't get up there. They've got a Thursday night game I see on November 11th, and they've got a Monday night game on December 27th. So a couple of prime timers, a London game, a couple of 4 o'clocks, and I'm in 17-0. I mean, who can complain about a 17-0 schedule, right?
They don't got no soft schedule now. They pulled a hell of a schedule this season.
Just saying. 17-0. Did you get the same outcome that I did?
No, I didn't. There's some tough ones on there. The Bills, the Buccaneers, you brought it up. The Raiders aren't going to be sorry. Like, yeah, I don't have them 17-0. Maybe
Solana?
15-2, maybe. Something
got
like
them
that.
At 17-0, Solana?
I really haven't gone through the games like that.
Because you're still concentrating on FIU, Long Island University, I'm guessing? Haven't had a chance to really delve into pro football?
Actually, no. So the first thing I do, and I really focus on it 1 to 2 days after the Dolphins schedule release, is I check for the bye week. And this season, it's week 14, actually the latest ever in franchise history. So I'm looking for vacations already for that week.
I'll focus
on vacations.
I look at the before we had the simulcast, I would look at the primetime games going, all right, I'm off at 4:30 that day. Now it doesn't work so much with the simulcast. But, so the bye week is December 12th. And then you got to figure even the following week is a home game against the Jets. Listen, you don't want to be in South Florida when all these Jets fans start arriving. All right, I'm just giving you a little. I'm giving you a little South Florida life hack here. You know, it's Bob from. I forgot my own bit. where do I always have the guys from? From New York. I can't even remember my own bit.
Hoboken.
It's not that's Hoboken. Not First of all, it's not even in New York. Hoboken. I want to say Rikers Island, but it's not Rikers Island
it's
either.
It's a sillier name than all of those. Some Sassaguan.
I cannot believe that it, someone texted in 786-360-790. What? Where's my damn bit?
Abuelo Hawk. Abuelo Hawk striking again.
Abuelo. Abuelo is striking again. Although you chimed in with Hoboken, Abuela. So let's not let's not get carried away.
Ride over the river, whatever.
That's a very good Northeast little saying right there. A little ride over the river. That was nice. What is it? It's like the Bronx, but what do I say?
If you say it, I'll know it. But
I mean, we're all going to know it. And I know the techs here are going to pop in a second, and it's going to be another.
But, Huck, you said when the Jets fans get here, bro, they live here. They're here all the time.
Far Rockaway. Thank you, everybody.
There you go.
Far Rockaway. I feel so bad. I mean, a zillion texts all come in at once, Far Rockaway, and then one text from my friend John Keller that just says Massapequa. Get out of here, Keller.
Don't
Far Rockaway.
Hey,
Far
Hawk, Rockaway. They live amongst us. Don't
I know,
act like
but
they fly
really,
in.
But they really come out during a Jets game at Hard Rock Stadium. I'm just saying, if you want to plan like a 2-week holiday vacation, you know, the bye week followed by a game where the Dolphins are hosting the Jets, head for Z Hills. You take a nice little 2-week holiday. It'll be Christmas break for kids that are in school. All the New Yorkers are coming down here for Christmas break anyway. So I know they're amongst us, but the Jets fan, oh my goodness. This Christmas, a lump of coal in everyone's stocking. There's a Jets game in South Florida over Christmas week. Oh my God. I'm here from Far Rockaway. I came in. You don't have good water down here.
Oh.
Yeah, all right, then go back. Go get the good water. Like, we don't care. Go ahead. Yeah, but I flew all the way in from Far Rockaway. You can tell by my undershirt. I know, but if you just wear the undershirt as a shirt, is it an undershirt or it's just a shirt at this point? This is a uniform in Far Rockaway. I'm here for the Dolphin-Jets game. I send regards from Fireman Ed. He visited us in Far Rockaway. Oh, already my stomach is turning.
But don't you like being there so that you can feel the hate that they have for you after the loss, though?
No, they're disgusting people.
The bragging rights of walking out smiling at them and shaking your head in a Dolphin jersey. I'm petty, man. Oh, you're not petty, Hawk. I'm petty.
I don't want to be anywhere near these Jets fans, these Far Rockaway. I mean, I came all the way down at Far Rockaway. You know, I love the weather, but the bread is no good because your water's no good. Huh? What are you talking about? They have schools in Far Rockaway? What the hell are you talking about? School of hard knocks, kid. All right, move on, undershirt.
Hard knocks, I like how you said.
School of hard knocks, kid. All right, move on. Get your undershirt away from me. All right, let's do headlines. We have a loaded potato for you today. We've got Tuan Russell coming on. We haven't spoken with him since he took the job as athletic director at St. Thomas Aquinas. We'll give him some love. And Kevin Weeks, the former goaltender in the NHL. Now he's an NHL Network analyst. He's been on with us before. He's going to join us today. The Panthers schedule, I'm sure you're getting to this in the headlines, Solana. Panthers playoff schedule was released. Somebody texts in, as a New Yorker, that is spot on, Hawk. Oh, I know it. I know it. I've lived down here since 1987. I know what these people sound like. Now I'm Seinfeld. I know what these people sound like. They sound like the guy from Far Rockaway.
Yeah, I'm sitting over here. Yeah, my tickets are over there, but you don't mind if I sit here.
That's what happens at every Jets-Dolphins game. They sit wherever they want. They can't follow any rules. All they know is the bread doesn't taste good because of the water. All right.
Yeah.
Let's get into the headlines.
The bagels are so much.
You don't know how to cook a bagel here.
Goodness.
They wear aprons. They come down to a Jets game. It's a football game. They're wearing an undershirt and an apron. He's wearing an apron. What are you? At the pizza parlor? What are you doing? All right, let's get headlines here to start
Sal's.
The 2 o'clock hour, though.
They're at Sal's.
Over at Sal's Pizzeria.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Funky
Hawk and Crowder.
What? I've got my bass in it, my headphones jumping off my ears.
I thought about that too when the song started. I was like,
oh my God. I've never had the headphone jump off my ear from bass before. Look at you dropping that bass, Solana. You feeling all right?
Is this Abuelo Hawk telling me to turn the music down?
I'm just curious if you're all right, because you seem a little tightly wound today.
No, I'm good. It's been a good day. Good morning.
Hawk, did you ever have, like, in, like, high school, college time, did y'all put the speakers, the 12s, and in the back of your trunk? Because, like, yeah. I did. Like, that was a big thing for us.
I mean, to trick out your car, I mean, you would go to a place, I mean, that's an all-day project, right? To trick out your car stereo.
Yeah.
And have the entire trunk or the hatchback. It was the bass.
It was full of speakers. It was speakers in the speaker box, and then you had to get the other speakers replaced to match the treble, had to match the bass. Like, y'all did that? You did that back in 1941?
Yeah, that was more popular in my day than it was in your day.
You know what? You might be, but Atlanta's different. Yeah, in Atlanta, if you ain't got no bass.
I'm just saying, like, it was like, I mean, that was because you had home stereo systems were the same way, too. Like, you had to get each different piece. You had to get all the different, you had to get a rack to put all the stuff there. Like, there was something that Solana had on the show sheet about how young people, that like, certain things that they'll never, ever know in their entire life. I got to find it. Is it still on the show sheet, Solana?
I think so, yeah.
Let's see.
There's a lot of show sheet items that we don't get to.
Yeah.
Get to them. It just takes a while.
Well, I won't lie. There's a lot of nonsense that I put on here. Yeah.
Something you used to do as a teenager that you wouldn't that you wouldn't be able to understand, right? So teenagers today were born between 2001 and 2008. But think about when I was growing up. So in high school, I went to high school. I was 84 to 87, 84, 83 to 87. Kids today, and I'm imagining Solana included, you probably did this, recording songs from the radio using a tape recorder?
I did, yeah.
You did that?
Really?
Not a tape recorder, but on our cell phones, you would record
That's not what I'm talking about.
It's the same thing.
I mean, just the fact that you could do it. What's the difference? I had to go to Radio Shack to get a blank tape, first of all. I wasn't carrying one around with me at all times.
And, Hawk, you had to use two fingers to push record and play at the same time.
That's right. And you'd hear it on the tape go clunk.
Yep.
You know how long I had to sit next to my radio with my razor in my left hand?
Stop it.
Listen to Power 96 for hours just to hear Day and Night by Kid Cudi.
Here's some more of them. Cleaning the mouse ball. You never had to do that, right, Solana? Where you clean out the ball on the mouse?
Yeah, I had to clean a mouse ball. I cleaned mouse balls before, yeah.
Wow.
They're all optical now.
Yeah.
Calling a phone number and having to ask if the person was there. Did you have to do that, Crowder?
Oh, yeah. I got that first cell phone, especially with the girls I was trying to pursue.
Right. Hi, Mrs. Levin. Is Jane home? Like, yeah, you'd call a place. You didn't know if they were home. You had to talk to an adult most of the time.
And it usually went like this. She ain't here. Mom, I'm right here. Stop lying. She ain't here. Okay. Thanks, Ms. Levine. I'll talk to you later.
Did you ever have to call someone's house not knowing if they were there, Solana?
I did, yeah, when I was much younger. That was when you had to remember phone numbers. Like, you literally had to remember your best friend's house number.
How did you – didn't you grow up with cell phones, though?
by the time I was in like late elementary school was when cell phones were popular. Like everybody had a cell phone, but I was born in 94.
What were you calling in elementary school though?
What do you mean?
You were in fourth grade? You were calling someone's house?
not even like first grade, second grade. You want to go over your friend's house? I had all my best friends all lived walking distance from me. Just call them. Hey, you over? All right, I'm going over.
You're just Solana. Not remembering that there's at no six. Way in first grade you were calling six. Your friend's house to make a plan. Like, you didn't even what are you talking about?
What are you guys talking about? It's not six. Making plans. Solana. I live at next six. To my friends. My friends literally live houses down from me. You're just calling them. Hey, are you over? Okay, I'm running over. Get on your bike, you go over
at
to their house.
At 6 years old, Solana. You are having that conversation. Get out of here.
Solana.
You can barely have that conversation now. Hey, Bobby. Yeah, I'm going to head on over. Your pop's home? No? All right.
Bike time, yeah. Big man.
I'm going to put on time. Some different underwear. I accidentally peed my underwear, and then I'll be right over. All right, buddy. I'll be downstairs by the pool or upstairs in the playroom. All right, I'll see you then. Like Crowder and I have had first graders more recently than you've been a first grader. Like, there's yes. no chance.
You're acting like sixth graders are still in diapers. Like, if
not
sixth graders,
sixth graders.
6 year olds are in diapers. Like, 6 year olds are in first grade. You can't walk across the street to your friend's house. We knew how to work phones in first grade, second grade. I had a cell phone by the time I was in fourth grade. Like, these were just things that we grew up with.
All right. I don't have time to go down this this rabbit hole because you're just making stuff up. You're literally just making stuff up.
I'm not. Ask any 90s kid if by the time they were in first, second grade, they were going to their friend's house by themselves if they live close. They'd say, yeah.
That's not what you're saying, though. You're talking about as a six-year-old calling your friend, making plans, and then just heading over there.
It's not plans. I'm not making plans to go to Morton's. I'm just
asking. Well, then why were you calling them?
Are you at your house? Yes. Okay, I'm going over.
No. Six-year-olds always think everyone's at their house. They're six. They don't think, I wonder if he's out at the mall. I wonder if he's doing he might be at a museum. Like, six-year-olds always think everyone's at their house.
Maybe I was just an advanced six-year-old. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe you're just a liar.
You're an under-advanced 27-year-old. How are you an advanced six when you're under-advanced at 27?
Right, I got to take lying. A break. We'll figure this out. 3 o'clock hour is next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
I'm telling you, at my age, there is no greater feeling than complete evacuation.
Hock and Crowder.
I just found out during the commercial break, though, Solana got his truck driver's license at 9, so.
He graduated from high school at 11, right?
Yeah, it all makes sense now. I didn't realize the entire backstory. There's some other good ones, though, that, like, things teenagers will never know. Getting off the phone so someone could use the internet.
Yes.
Do you remember that? Solana, you don't remember that.
I do, actually, yeah.
You do?
Because that was dial-up, right? Where you had to use your phone line.
Yeah, and you were using your phone line. Yeah, and then, or like, you know, it was connecting and someone would pick up the phone to make a call and be like, Mom! Actually, I wouldn't be like, Mom. I'd be like, Lori! I was already married by the time dial-up was around.
Didn't it make a funny noise if you picked the phone up? Yeah. Yes, I remember that. That's crazy.
Stopping at a gas station to ask for directions. These kids today, like my kid who's 17 and driving now, he will never have to stop at a gas station to get directions. And I mean, that was my existence, stopping at a gas station to get directions.
Y'all made fun of me, Hawk. I still MapQuest and print out a paper.
But that's still not stopping at a gas station to get directions. I mean, you literally were at the mercy of whoever was working behind that counter. Yes. And if they were in the mood to be a D-bag and send you down a path that was not where you were trying to go, they could do that. Half the time, you didn't understand what they were saying. You took a left, like, you got out of there, and it was like, do I take this left or the next left? Right? Like, you'd be lost on the first moment that you leave the gas station.
And weren't those conversations, Hawk, usually about 10 p.m.? I don't think they don't put their best out at 10 to 100%. the graveyard shift.
Like the prerequisite to work in the graveyard shift was, can you show up? All right, then you're hired.
You're hired.
Oh, man. All right, let's do headlines because we're going to get caught up in this vortex. And Kevin Weeks is going to join us in about 10 minutes. We'll talk some Panthers hockey with him. So Solana, Alejandro Solana, has your headlines.
These headlines are brought to you by Jose Cuervo. Good things come to those who tip. Tip your delivery driver 20% or more and be one of the thousands of lucky people to have Jose Cuervo cover your tab. Enter and find contest rules at Cuervo.com/tipsy for Cinco. Drink responsibly.
You can speak to that, right? Because didn't you deliver Chinese food when you were 11? Didn't you have a... You know, I'm on top of your job as the paralegal. I'm just saying you did that on the side.
Typing 10 digits at 6 years old is not unfathomable. Like, that's normal.
Yeah.
Somebody texts in, Hawk, didn't you know how to read a map? Yeah, sorry, sir, that back in the 80s when I was driving, the map didn't say, here's where Jane's party was. You know, it was like, here's a map of the Evanston. Well, I'm trying to find Jane's house, okay? They didn't have addresses on the map.
You really used the map?
How could you? You couldn't, like, that's the goofiest thing, the people that had the big maps in their glove box. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're trying to find something in an area. Like, it wasn't pinpoint directions like you get on a GPS where it takes you right to the driveway. Yeah, like, I'm going to unfold a map of Illinois to try to find the party at the guy's tennis house? What am I doing here? Might as well drive down to Champaign-Urbana. Who knows?
Remember, directions should be on the back of the invitation.
Right.
75
right.
South. Get off on exit 38. Take a right. 2 miles down, take a left on 38th Street. That's how I used to do it.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Unbutton your shirt, Twan.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, 4 o'clock hour here on Hockman and Crowder. You can look at the stock market again today. It's back, baby.
There we go. Oh, thank you.
I just wanted you to know. Back, baby. Do you have, when Howard Schnellenberger passed away a few weeks ago, we pulled out some old sound of some of the stuff that he used to do for this show. And one of the things that we stumbled into, Solana was like, you know, we should really bring that back and start playing that again. I mean, we hadn't played this game in 6 or 7 years. And just hearing Howard Schnellenberger's voice on the open to the game makes it a very good radio game show, in my opinion. And the game show has some validity. So without further ado, let's play Would You Cut Off Your Pinky Toe?
It's time for the game show that everyone loves. Would you cut off your pinky toe?
All right. Would you cut off your pinky toe? A lot of people are talking about Panthers tickets because the Panthers tickets are on sale. They got home ice advantage. Would you cut off your pinky toe here in 2021 for 2 Panthers season tickets, including playoffs, Stanley Cup finals, for the rest of your life?
For the rest of my
life. You are guaranteed for the rest of your life. So if you live to be 100, you've got over, 60 years of free tickets. But you're cutting off your pinky toe. So, and this is feels like a special season. There may be some seasons that are obviously not going to be worth cutting off a body part. But that's the risk that you take. Would you cut off your pinky toe for 2 Panthers season tickets, including playoffs, for the rest of your life?
Whenever we did this last time, I was like, no, I'm not mutilating myself for sporting events or, you know, Aaron Rodgers coming to the Dolphins. I'm not cutting my pinky toe off. Bro, the rest of my life, like, I know 96 was good and now we're back in the playoffs. Yes. Yes, I honestly did not think you can come up with a situation for me to say yes to. But for the remainder of my life, I get two season tickets, including playoffs to the Panthers? Bro, yes. Hell yeah.
Because I'm trying to think. So
you can get my pinky toe for that.
What's the what do you think season tickets cost? About 10 grand maybe? I don't know.
Yes.
15 grand with the playoffs?
15 grand.
So if you last,
it's got to be a lot less.
If you last 40 years, you think it's less than that?
Per year? Yeah, it's got to be a lot less.
Is it? How much? Do you know how much your Heat season tickets are? You don't have to say.
I mean,
less than that.
Yeah, it's a lot less per ticket. Okay. Way less than that. To be fair, I don't sit courtside.
No. For two tickets, though.
Two
tickets.
Right. I don't sit courtside, to be fair.
But you're in the lower bowl.
I am in the lower bowl, even though Crowder likes to say it's in the nosebleeds. It's section 115, Papa.
I've seen the pictures.
Would you do it, Solana? Would you cut off your pinky toe for two Panther season tickets, including playoffs, for the rest of your life?
I would not.
You would not?
Here's
why. For the rest of your life, Solana?
Well, here's why. I live in Kendall. I'm not going to 41 Panther games a year, driving to Sunrise 41 times a year. I'll go to playoff games.
That's fair.
No problem.
That's fair.
Also, I think driving from Kendall to Sunrise 41 plus times with only 9 toes, probably not the smartest thing to do either.
Well, take it off your left foot, and it won't matter too much.
Who's driving
the board
feet.
On 560?
Drive
is it Steven?
Feet. Yeah.
No, you don't. Is it Steven? Steven, would you cut off your pinky toe for Panthers season tickets rest of your life?
I mean, that's tough because, I mean, I love the Panthers, but for the rest of my life, I mean, the Panthers started in 93. I was born in 93, and they've been pretty bad for the current part of my life, so I don't know if I would do it.
But maybe they're due. Like they've had a bad 20, 30-year run. They're due.
Nah, I wouldn't do it.
I this is the weirdest thing. I'm with Crowder. I think I would do that.
I would.
What do I need my left pinky toe for? And you're talking about years worth of entertainment?
After one good year, like they need, like, if this
yeah,
was
but
like
I
maybe
going
like
to their games regardless. I've been going to Panthers games, good, bad, indifferent,
it's fun.
For years. Now, I understand Solana because I wouldn't do it for Heat tickets because I don't want to drive from Boca down to the American Airlines Arena that many times a year. But for the Panthers, yeah, it's an easy shot down the Sawgrass.
No, but listen, y'all aren't thinking about this. 50 years for us, maybe 40 for you, Hawk. But 50 years for most of us, including playoffs, you can capitalize on this. You can sell those tickets. You can go to whatever games you want, put the other ones on StubHub. Like, yes, I don't want to cut off my damn pinky toes. I want to have 10 toes. But this is a deal I could not give up. To have Panthers season tickets for the next 50-plus years, it just makes sense financially to me, to be honest.
You know what? Crowder talked me into it. I'm cutting it off.
Look at that. Look at that. Cut off Steven's toe. Take it off.
Yeah, Crowder, come
right,
cut it
let's
off.
Let's get headlines here. A rousing rendition of Would You Cut Off Your Pinky Toe? We miss you, Coach Schnellenberger. We miss you every time we play this game. Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana, who drives with both feet.
These headlines...
There is a small number of people that, you know, accelerate with their right foot and brake with their left foot.
Yeah.
There is a small number of people that use both feet to drive.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's the people that are on the side of 95 when I get caught up in traffic. It's your life together. If you drive with both feet and you don't have a stick shift, don't tell me because I'm not going to like you anymore.
You don't really drive that way, Solana, do you?
I do not, no. I do not.
Okay. Just checking.
You guys probably wouldn't have been surprised had I said yes to that, though.
I think you
do. I would imagine that you've given it a shot just to see if it's
I mean, we all have.
Something
oh, come on. We've all done that. We've all done that.
That appeals to you.
You know, you're driving to Publix one morning. There's nobody really on the road. You're like, let's try this out.
No. My left leg is amputated when I'm driving. Nothing happens with my left leg.
Yeah. I like to rest it against the door.
I mean, you've had like 16 knee surgeries. You probably shouldn't be behind the wheel regardless.
It's not the worst point in the world. Between the CTE, the knee surgeries, what do you have, a kidney problem or something?
Yeah.
Butt foot.
Butt foot.
You're
I'm not going to lie. Every now and again, I'm on the highway and I look up and I'm like, where am I going again? And then I look at my recent text messages to figure it out.
It's actually not funny at all. I don't know why we're laughing.
It's really not. It's really not. There's nothing funny about it. All right, go ahead. What do you have for the headlines?
Sticky notes, Crowder. Sticky notes. Just right before you leave. A little sticky note right on the dash.
All of a sudden, Crowder's like the guy on Office Space, just covered in sticky notes. Like he doesn't just every single thing on a sticky note.
I forget which one of my kids are in trouble. I'll ask him, like, did I yell at you earlier or your sister? No, that was Ava. Okay, well, never mind. You go play.
I have a big sticky note on my microphone now, though, that says Far Rockaway.
You ask a kid, am I mad at you?
It's like how dumb our jobs are. I'm like, I cannot believe I forgot Far Rockaway. I need a note.
Yeah, boy. Hell of a job. Right. I enjoy it.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let me teach you something. When you wet, you stay wet. You don't dry out in no damn week.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, we have to wish Eric Folaro a happy birthday in a way that only we can. Give you all the celebrity birthdays today. There are some good ones today, Jack. You know who's celebrating a birthday today, Crowder?
Who is it?
Pusha T.
Pusha T?
Pusha T. Pushat. I think that's how it started. Is that how it – I think that's how it started.
Yes.
He put him on the list, and I said it's Pushat's birthday. Pusha T is 44 today, but Eric Folaro – Folaro's only 29, Solana, is that true?
Turns 29 today.
All right. Wow. That's our former executive producer, Eric Folaro. We're going to celebrate him in a second. He is the same age as Tyrann Mathieu, who turns 29 today.
What, the Honey Badger?
Honey Badger.
Boy, can ball now.
One of your favorite hockey players, P.K. Subban, is 32.
Yes. Yes. He annoys me when we play him, but I love watching him play.
All-time great Miami Heat guard, Mike Bibby, 43.
Stop.
What do you mean stop?
Don't do that.
What? What are you talking about? You didn't like the Bibby era?
It's not even a funny joke. It's not a funny troll. It's just stop.
Have you seen him lately?
Understand. Why? Yeah, he's jacked up, man.
I was about to say, he looks like damn John Cena or something now. Yeah, this dude is huge.
You didn't like the Mike Bibby era, Solana?
If you were here, I'd fight you.
Why? Why? I don't understand.
Because Mike Bibby did absolutely nothing for the Miami Heat. I mean, Mike Bibby made this team worse. Mike Bibby, all he did was keep Mario Chalmers off the floor because let's go with the guy with experience. Mike Bibby was absolute garbage for the Miami Heat.
How do you really feel? Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish. He's 55.
Big Dolphin fan.
Big Dolphins fan. That's right.
Yeah.
Stephen Colbert, he's 57. Dennis
Stephen Colbert
Rodman.
Is 57?
57.
Wow, he looks good.
Dennis Rodman, you want to guess how old he is?
Cocaine.
That's not an age.
Oh, okay, never mind. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Cocaine years old.
What's Dennis?
That's a joke, everybody. That's a joke. He doesn't
do
cocaine. He's 60. He is 60.
Yeah, he got to be up there.
If it wasn't Folaro's birthday, I would tell you my Dennis Rodman at the cheetah story when I almost got into a fight. Thankfully, I had some muscle around me.
I had a big-ass crew with you.
Stevie Wonder is 71 today.
Oh, he's a talented young man. He's the most talented person on this list.
Yep. Folaro, a close second.
Yeah.
Mike Bibby, third. And then the movie Kicking and Screaming. We were talking about Will Ferrell movies yesterday. Kicking and Screaming was released on this day in 2005. Eric Folaro was our producer before Solana, and we didn't think that we would ever be able to replace him. But Solana has just done an unbelievable job. That's no lie. We love Solana. Yeah. And Falero, though, left us with so many great memories and so many great bits. I would say, I want to play the catch-up packets here because it's only 3 minutes, but I want to play something that he created, that Falero created, that has lived with us forever. We still go to it now when Crowder gets all phlegmy. Falero is the creator of the Crowder phlegm montage. He noticed there was a similarity to the way that you sound when you get phlegmy and Louis Armstrong when he was singing with that, you know, that kind of voice. And so here it is, one of Eric Falero. In honor of Eric Falero's 29th birthday, here is Crowder's phlegm montage.
And some of those. Whoa.
You all right?
My goodness, I almost died.
Hey, yo, Ace.
Light skin wonder.
I see trees of green.
Hey, John, we always...
Red roses, too.
And, whoa.
I see them blue.
And with Wade leaving... Excuse me.
For me and you.
They can't go back.
And I think to myself...
Series of... Excuse me. They can't go back. I have this...
What a wonderful world.
And some of those... Whoa.
It's truly, that's the gift that keeps on giving. I mean, Falero left us with something that we have enjoyed to this day.
That is funny, man.
That is great. So here's, we always try to do something on Falero's birthday just to remind people of what a great addition he was to the show. Falero, this is the world famous ketchup packets moment where I, you and I are doing the show. We're in the old QAM studios. And I have gone to lunch that day with Falero, and I saw him suck ketchup out of packets because ostensibly he liked ketchup. It was just, the whole thing was foul, but here was me telling you about it on the air. So after the photo shoot, Falero and I go to Wendy's, and we're going to eat in there. I have a couple things I want to talk to him about. He takes a bunch of ketchup packets, and he's going to put ketchup on his fries. Each packet, this wasn't a one-time thing. Each packet opens it, you know, how you tear it, and so then you squirt out the ketchup, squirts out the ketchup onto the tray liner, which people do because then you're going to dip your fries in it.
The little onion paper they have
down
there. Yeah,
and then takes the ketchup packet.
And finishes it off?
Finishes it off. All the residue that's left on the sides of the packet. Because when you...
That's turning my stomach.
I'm on a business call. And I'm trying to pay attention to the call. So then he takes
the
second one.
His mouth on the outside of a ketchup packet?
Takes the second one. Squirts the ketchup. Now, you know when you squirt ketchup out of one of those little ketchup packets.
I need a water. I need a Gatorade.
You know how you squirt it out of one of those? It doesn't all come out, obviously.
No.
And you'd have to really bring it to the top. But then you get it on your fingers. So you squirt out. You know, if you get 70% out, you're good. And then you discard the rest. Every one in succession. Squirt. Up to the mouth. So finally, I go, bro, what are you doing? And he's like, I like ketchup. I like ketchup. I like ketchup, too. But
I love
plain?
It.
Obviously, you don't.
But no,
and then
the
dirty, like, can you imagine from where those things are manufactured
That's
to the
I'm
point they
at.
End up in the big tub at Wendy's? How many people have handled it? How many bugs have crawled on it?
Do you think they're handling ketchup packets like syringes?
They use gloves, no?
No.
Who dare get my way?
Everyone.
You lick the side. Because you know, we know we'll do this show. And today, with this, I didn't know you're doing this topic. I'll go, I'm not the cleanliest guy in the world.
Right.
This struck me
as so disgusting.
In the world knows you do not put your mouth on a packet.
It's disgusting.
How far did those ketchup packets travel? How many hands? You know that little bin in Wendy's they put them in? It came in a box.
The bin itself never gets cleaned out.
No, but the bin came in they came in a box.
Right.
Do you think the Wendy's worker, I know him, I go there, the girl with a lisp, she's my friend. Do you think she put on gloves and sanitized before moving those ketchup packets?
Yeah, but everything in the world's dirty. So, like, we're nitpicking a ketchup packet.
But I'm only
licking 10% of it.
How about just eating plain ketchup, too? Like let's not lose track of eating plain ketchup.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But I was just floored because it was over and over and over again.
Like five ketchup
that
packets.
That disgusts
but
me.
But I really think beyond the germ is just... Oh, I gotta have some extra ketchup. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, I got to get some of this extra ketchup.
But then if you lose that little 10-15% on the packet, why don't you just open three more packets and make up for everything?
Well, why waste ketchup?
But my point is,
waste
like, if you
ketchup. Is ketchup a Bengal Tigers? Is going out of style?
Like, if you really love the taste of ketchup, you should just open packets and squirt them into your mouth. Like, there's no point in getting just the residual. I love that bit. All right, we're back on real time here. I always have to tell you on radio that we're back. There are two Falero gems in there. That one line where I'm at the beginning, I go, you know, I like ketchup too. And Falero just under his breath goes, I'm not so certain you do. Such a great line. But yes, now we know that Falero was patient zero for COVID. He was COVID was on one of those ketchup packets. He sucked it up. And look at us all now.
Him and Rudy Gobert, right? Those
happy
two.
Birthday. Happy birthday, Eric Falero. All-time banger on the Hockman and Crowder program. Enjoy the last year in your 20s.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Poop through a goose.
Hock and Crowder.
Happy birthday, Stevie Wonder.
I still don't think he's blind, but, you know, we won't litigate that.
Yeah, I don't understand the people that don't think that he's blind. Bomani Jones included. There's a whole bunch of Stevie Wonder sight truthers. But what would be the benefit? Why would you go through life pretending you're blind? And he's 71 today. Like, at what point would you give away the joke?
I think it's too far gone now. I think he can't release it now because he's been dubbed this blind musician.
Not dubbed a blind musician. He is a blind musician.
I've seen him play basketball.
I know. There's a documentary on it.
Yes.
Where people try to prove that, but this is where we are in our society. It doesn't matter what's an honest to God truth. There's someone that can try to prove it to be not true.
Have you heard Shaq's story?
No.
Shaq said he walked on an elevator with Stevie Wonder. Stevie's in there by himself. How does Stevie know how to hit what button he wants? I'll leave it up there. But Shaq says he walked into the elevator and Stevie Wonder said, "Hey Shaq, how would he know who's getting an elevator?"
Well, Shaq's got a big aura.
So he's feeling his aura? I don't know, Hawk. I don't know.
He's got a big aura. He's got a big aura.
Him, Ray Charles.
People who are blind have a very good sixth sense about things. Like if I, this would be a good exercise. If I told you to close your eyes and then we taped over your eyes so you absolutely couldn't see out and you were in an elevator and you had to decide someone's going to get into the elevator with you and it was going to be me, Shaq, or Len, our program director, do you think with your eyes closed that you'd be able to tell?
No.
I think you would.
Huh, what? The space you're taking up, Shaq's going to take
just
up more
the aura,
air.
The aura, yeah, there's the no aura.
I know the Rick James glow off Chappelle's show. That's not a real thing, Hawk. You don't feel an aura.
Yes, you
can't.
You understand what I'm saying, Solana, don't you?
I'm with you on the aura, but I'm not with you on Stevie Wonder not being blind. I mean, look, there's so many videos.
You think he's not blind?
I think we did this last year on his birthday, too. There's a video of him up on stage during an award ceremony. He's holding the microphone in one hand. The mic is off the mic stand. Somebody walks by the mic stand, knocks over the mic stand. Remember, large audience. This is pre-COVID, so there's so much noise. No way he could have heard somebody knocking over the mic stand. Reaches out his left hand, grabs the mic stand. Grabs the mic stand.
Stop it. Oh, this is an important day in show history, not just for Falero. I totally forgot. I don't want to get too far without doing this. You know what I'm talking about, Solana, right?
No, I don't. Are you sure? I don't
how
really
long,
remember.
How long is this clip?
It's about 1 minute, 30 seconds.
All right. This is a very monumental day in show history, not just Falero's birthday, but Alejandro Solana. 1 year ago today. Do you remember what you were fiberglassed about?
I do not. I do not.
It was 1 year ago today.
Oh, I missed the Pitbull alarm. I missed the Pitbull alarm. And
oh, right.
My alarm didn't go off.
And he couldn't believe it. You know, 3:05 at 3:05, Solana always plays the Pitbull alarm. And he pulled out a Solana gem on this day 1 year ago. Let's play this clip. Hey, what happened to Pitbull, people want to know.
It's 3:05.
Dolly. What's wrong with you today?
God bless Dolly.
What happened to you today?
You're not going to believe me, but my alarm didn't go off. I swear. I swear. Guys, you have to. Everybody has to forgive me for this. I'm going to blame my iPhone. I promise you it did not go off. I promise.
Solana. Hawk has a teenage son.
I was just about to say, I think I have two of them now.
Bro, you can't use the alarm didn't go off.
The alarm did not go off. I promise you on everything that I own, the alarm didn't go off. I'm fiberglassed.
What are you? What are you again?
What? What is it? Fabergasted? Flabbergasted?
What are you? You're fiberglass?
How is it again? Flabbergasted?
Fiberglass.
You're fiberglassed? All right. We'll take you out on the ocean later today. Get a little.
He's a Granny White. He's flabbergasted.
What'd you say you were? Faberglasted?
Flabbergasted. Flabbergasted.
Hey, man. I don't use that word again. Find some synonyms.
I can't believe my alarm didn't go off. I am fiberglass. I am fiberglass. It's such a great line. Well, happy anniversary to that, Solana. This show, you cannot have a verbal misstep. I can't forget Far Rockaway. I mean, just the jackals on this show come out. There's like the body doesn't even have to be dead yet, and the jackals are circling. Oh, my God. You could... Crowder and I couldn't get it out fast enough. Just play the beginning of that again when you go, I am faberglasted, and then we jump all over you. Hey, what happened to Pitbull, people want to know.
It's 3:05.
Dolly. What's wrong with you today?
God bless Dolly.
What happened to you today?
You're not going to believe me, but my alarm didn't go off. I swear. I swear, guys, you have to. Everybody has to forgive me for this. I'm going to blame my iPhone. I promise you, it did not go off. I promise.
Solana, Hawk has a teenage son.
I was just about to say, I think I have two of them now.
Bro, you can't use the alarm didn't go off.
The alarm did not go off. I promise you on everything that I own, the alarm didn't go off. I'm fiberglassed.
What are you? What are you again?
That's the part I love. Where you and I. You're what?
Couldn't wait. What happened again? What you got again?
I'm sorry. What? All right. Happy anniversary, Solana. That was a good one. That was excellent. All right. 5 o'clock. Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. We'll give you 15 minutes of heat. And it's certainly all these happy hours are a little more happy now that we've got the Panthers schedule for the playoffs out and Heat'll be going to the playoffs. So the Funky Buddha happy hour is just moments away.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Pushat.
Who?
Oh, Pusha T. That's two words.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right. Hit us with 15 minutes of heat here, Solana.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Funky.
Stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of heat.
What to expect now?
Why is that so pleasurable?
Funky. I don't know. I think you brainwashed us.
Tone Loc, no, but Tone Loc has a great voice for that. But I just out of context where there's no cold Medina after it. I don't know. It just works for some reason. All right. Thank you. 15 minutes of heat. Ira Winderman tweeted out Jimmy Butler still listed as questionable for tonight, but the expectation is that he plays. Ira also tweeted the Heat will begin offering playoff tickets to season ticket holders on a seniority basis beginning Monday at 10 a.m. with 7 tiers of seniority set. Such sales will continue through Tuesday, with general sales following Wednesday based on inventory. The attendance total has yet to be set for the Miami Heat playoff game, so I'm sure we'll start hearing about that after Saturday or Sunday, how many people they're going to allow in. We know the Panthers have increased from about 5,000 to 9,000 for the first round of the playoffs, and I would imagine that'll go even higher as well. The Heat game tonight, there's no over-unders on players at the moment because we just don't know about Joel Embiid and Jimmy Butler. But the line right now, I would assume, what are we assuming, Solana, that Embiid is not playing and that Jimmy Butler is?
Yes, it looks like Jimmy Butler will play today. Highly unlikely Joel Embiid plays tonight.
So the line right now on the game is Miami Heat -2.5. Heat -2.5 favorites over the 76ers. Do the 76ers have much to play for? Solana, I know they've got the ones. How many games back is Brooklyn?
I think 2.5 or 3 games back right now.
Let's see. No, just 1.5. So they're only They're only 1.5 games ahead of Brooklyn here, with the 1 seed. And let's see. Yeah, I guess they have something to play for as well, right?
I go Heat though. No Embiid. If Embiid doesn't play and Jimmy does. Our Jim VP is there, and Joel Embiid, who's played out of his mind this season, is not here. We found out early in the show he didn't even fly with the team. He got to win this one.
The Heat, I mean, it would be a huge coup if they could end up in the 4 seed over Atlanta. So these games are important. So what do they have left, Solana? It's tonight.
Yeah, it's tonight. And then Milwaukee Saturday, Detroit Sunday. Really quickly, Hawk, just a note. Brooklyn, who is a game and a half back of Philly, only have the Bulls at home and the Cavs at home. Two very winnable games for those for that team.
Wow, okay.
Right.
So Philly, and Philly's got who? They've got, let's see here, they've got Miami, obviously, tonight.
The Magic at home tomorrow, which is also a very winnable game.
Yeah.
And then the Magic again at home on Sunday. So if they were going to, you know, rest players – it would probably be tonight.
It would be tonight.
Right, because they have two very winnable games. By the way, the Hawks, they have a very easy schedule the rest of the way as well. And if the Heat and Hawks end up with the same schedule, the Hawks do have the tiebreaker.
With the same record.
I apologize. Yeah, the same record. They have the Magic at home tonight, and then they have the Rockets at home on Sunday. Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Why the hell are we playing the Bucks and the damn 76ers and they're playing the Magic and the YMCA?
The Sixers play the Magic 19 times in the last day, and Atlanta is playing my JCC team and Houston.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, so this is that'd be tough for the Heat to end up, I guess, in the 4 seed, but certainly doable, but – they're going to have to win one of the two games at least against Milwaukee and Philadelphia. And you imagine that they could win that game against Detroit that closes out the season.
Yeah.
Regardless, though, like we said, I mean, the Heat are guaranteed one of the top 6 seeds, so there's no play-in games for them. And tonight's game, they could use a dub tonight. They could absolutely use a a dub tonight, so they're 2.5.
We talked about
favorites.
It yesterday, and y'all talked me into it. I want to be in the 4-5 spot.
Yep.
Yeah, being 6, now you're going
and
up.
And 4 even better, obviously, because you've got the home court advantage.
Yes. So, yeah.
But that would be a great matchup, though, right? Miami and Atlanta. That's if you could choose anything, Solana, that's the matchup, right?
I want
Heat Knicks. New York, though, right?
Yeah. I want Heat Knicks, but I guess the Hawks would be. An easier opponent, I guess you can make that argument. I'm not sure if that's certain. I want Heat Knicks. It just doesn't look like we're going to get
that. Yeah, that would be the money
because you have all that old blood and, you know, these guys in Far Rockaway would come down. All right.
You get an early vision of the football season.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
COVID-19!
COVID-19!
Hawk and Crowder. It's your car all with just one call to 305-CANDLE. Call now, 305-CANDLE.
We have a crash in Miami-Dade, westbound 195 right by Alton Road that's going to shut down the left lane. Look out for another accident on the northbound Palmetto 58 blocking the center, and a disabled vehicle northbound 95 right before 62nd Street, and that's also going to block the center lane. And we're seeing some traffic in Broward County, southbound 95 from Commercial Boulevard that's going to stretch back to Center's Boulevard. And traffic is brought to you by Miami-Dade County. Your child deserves a head start. Miami-Dade County offers free early child care in more than 90 locations. Pregnant women and parents of newborns to 4 years old can apply today. Call 311 or visit miamidade.gov/headstart. I'm Gia, and that's traffic on AM 790, FM 104.3, HD2 The Ticket, and streaming now on the Odyssey app. Download it now.
If you know, you know. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. This thing of ours, oh, this thing of ours. A fraternity of drug dealers ringing off. I just happen to be alumni. Too legit, they still
know, you know, Crowder.
The company I keep is not corporate enough.
You know.
5 o'clock hour here is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And it's brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery.
Funky
Buddha. I love that Tone Loc, man.
Funky.
Just looking at Ira Winderman's Twitter here. Just 3 minutes ago, Ira tweeted out Eric Spoelstra on Jimmy Butler. Says Butler will warm up with determination afterward. So we'll find out closer to game time. Ira says 2 minutes ago, Eric Spoelstra says he is aware Haslam has not played, says it will happen before end of season. And Eric Spoelstra also says that Victor Oladipo's quadriceps surgery today was successful. So still no clarity on Embiid or Butler for tonight. I'm just looking to see if there's anything. Have you seen anything on Embiid in the last couple of minutes, Solana?
I have not. No update on Embiid yet.
All right. So there you go. You got Heat basketball tonight. And that'll be on 790 The Ticket. So Lana's got a sizzle coming up on 790 The Ticket. So he's going to jam in, like, I mean, 6 hours worth of content in 12 minutes, right?
Basically. That's kind of what I try to do, right?
Get him, Solana. Get him.
Get him. Get him. Get him, Solana. And Hurricanes Rewind is coming up on 560 this evening at 6 o'clock. So there you go. That is going to do it for us on a Thursday. Twan Russell, awesome as always. All the texters are so happy for that dude. And Kevin Weeks was on with us earlier talking Panthers hockey. So we're locked and loaded, man, for Panthers playoffs and Heat playoffs. We'll be here before you know it. And then before you know it, I'm going to end the show today like I ended yesterday's. Before you know it, it's going to be Miami and Alabama kicking off the college football season. There you go. And I got the guts. Not going to relitigate it, though. All right. That'll do it for us. Go Marlins tonight. Go Heat tonight, of course. Everybody have a great and safe Thursday night. And we will speak with you mañana.
Happy birthday, Lero.
Dennis Rodman. You want to guess how old he is?
Cocaine.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need. need
that's all, folks.
You need to need. need.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.